Hey, here we go. It is 8 past the hour, 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Plenty of good stuff to get to, but I am not in a good spot today. And this is a transparency show. And there are things that we don't talk about, but there are things we do talk about in the show. And I appreciate immensely a number of things. Anytime people listen to us at all. And also, I've been stunned how candid and honest people have been through phone calls or emails or texts about what is going on in their life. And we're going to have plenty of fun. And we're going to have our normal Friday regulars. Majors, you know, 25 minutes away. Shaletta, 105. Dave with Am I Wrong, 235. And Matthew Collar. We've got a lot of good stuff with Collar on, well, the bigger games tonight, but it's a pretty big game on Sunday, too. Right? The Lynx, obviously, the biggest game. And Matt is very knowledgeable on the WNBA. And then we have the Vikings and Lions. I'm going to start with my youngest son, and then I'll get to my father. My youngest son, until yesterday, had his last seizure in early October of 2023. My son Quentin is a 23-year-old. He has a genetic syndrome called DIRC-1A. More individuals through testing are being identified with DIRC-1A. When Quinny first was diagnosed, and it took a long time, it was almost 20 years of his life before we had a specific name to the condition he was facing. I would say when Quentin was diagnosed, there was 200 to 300 people on the planet. Now I think it's maybe around 700, 800. The number of individuals in our society, in our country, throughout the globe, who have a rare disease, I think would shock a lot of people at how high it is. So Quentin, on February 13th of 2017, had his first seizure. He had a grand mal seizure. He had had double leg surgery. In late November 2016, he would not walk for 6 months because of other issues related to his syndrome. And we were there to see about his bone growth. We were there to have an adjustment with his bracing and his casts. And Kathleen and I were sitting. He's on the bench that we've all been on for doctor's visits. And all of a sudden, I noticed something was wrong. And by the time I got to him, his head was falling back and his eyes rolled back. And it was the only grand mal seizure he's ever had. And I did not know if my son was going to die right in front of my eyes at that point. I certainly was aware of seizures, but this went on for, well, it felt like it went on for an eternity. And it started just a different change in our life. And we thought it was possible that maybe it was one-off. And then at one point, a few months later, he's in what's become his office of my house. And I heard this horrible thump because he'd had a seizure and fallen to the ground. And then all sorts of testing, and he's an epileptic. What could be setting it off? Is it tied? Well, at the time, he wasn't diagnosed with DIRC-1A. And a lot of different medications for epilepsy. I guarantee you there are a high percentage of people listening, whether it's a family member, friend, coworker, know someone who suffers seizures. And there have been stretches where Quentin did not have one. There were stretches where he was having one basically once a week. And I know, in this case, in some ways, we are fortunate because there are people in our, all across the globe, where they might have 50 to 100 a day. Or they might have 10 to 15 a day. Or it's every day. And it's hard for me to feel fortunate I mean, I am immensely lucky to have all three of my sons. And I tell Quentin every day, at some point, how much do I love you? And he tells me, to infinity and beyond. There's no greater joy. And that doesn't mean I love Q any more than I love Hunter and Griffin, because I love them all the same. So we've tried medications with success. We've tried medications also where his whole personality was hollowed out, or where a kid who's never angry was angry. And until yesterday, we were over a year. And you're going to feel optimistic. And there's data about young boys and girls where they can grow out of their seizures. And obviously, the further along you get, the more hopeful. Maybe you're realistic, maybe you're unrealistic. And there's a big project in my life right now, and part of it was a room dedicated to him, and he had another seizure. And again, for anybody out there who's listening, who's a parent or a brother or sister of individuals who have seizures every day, my great sympathy. There are people out there who have significantly greater health issues than Q. There are people who are battling cancer. There are people battling you name it. But as I said, I try to be as honest as possible. And, you know, it's a bit soul-crushing when, you know, Quentin's never going to spend a second of his life living on his own. You know, and I have just an incredible relationship with his mom. You know, we're no longer married. We haven't been married for a long time. We talk every day. She is one of the greatest human beings I've met in my entire life. And I can't imagine a second of my life if I wouldn't have bumped into Kathleen the moment I walked out of my car at then WDGY when I said, well, this job is going to change my life. I talk to myself all the time. I still do. And I got my car, and I was really excited for the Wolves job. I wasn't as excited for the talk show because I had no interest. I never thought one time about hosting a talk show, even though I thoroughly loved growing up and listening primarily to Joe and Pat. And then you know who I'm going to get to in a second. And it's just deflating, right? And he brings me unmatched joy. And he makes me laugh. And he changed my life. I was about to broadcast the Arizona Cardinals along with the Wolves while doing afternoon drive, and all that changed, and I would do it a million out of a million times. So there are just certain parts of life that hit you hard, and they're deflating. And he hasn't even woke up yet today outside his medicine. It just completely wears him out. And he's involved in Special Olympics bowling right now with his friends, and it's talks about it 15 times a day, how excited he is. And then today, on this day, 2020, about an hour and 35 minutes from now, my father passed away. I've told the story before. I'll tell it really quick. On October 17th, it's Patrick Gracie's birthday. Patrick just turned 79. The most talented columnist this town has ever seen. My father's the most recognized. My father's is the hardest working. He's the most legendary. Patrick's talent is unparalleled. He would be a brilliant columnist anywhere on the planet. I hope people appreciate Patrick's skill. And also, he's one of just a phenomenal person, too. You might think, you don't like what he writes. There are certain people in all of our lives who are kind of just jerks. Pat Ricey's a sweetheart of the human being, and Dave knows that 100%. I tried to get my father on the 17th of 2020 through Lacey. I wanted Lacey to record my father saying happy birthday to Patrick, whether it was video or whatever, because my father was so rarely about of the public then, because we were in the middle of COVID. And it was getting maybe a little better, But I was not letting him leave the house because he couldn't hear without the hearing aids. He was a lip reader. And at the time then, if you were sick and you go to a hospital, nobody could join you. That would have been just torture for him. And Lacey told me it's not good, just a bad day. And then at about 2 in the morning, I realized Lacey called me and she basically screamed at me, get here now. We don't live that far apart. And I raced over to his house and Sheldon Burns was there, our doctor, and he says it's not going to be long. And I go sit by him and soon he recognizes me. And because he was going to fight as long as possible, he starts telling me about this business transaction we're involved in, Dave. Starts saying, don't trust, fill in the blank. And I just start laughing. And Sheldon and his wife and Lacey are just giving me space. And they're like, why are you laughing? I go, come over here. It wasn't clear, but could hear. And all of a sudden, his oxygen level went from like dangerously low to normal. And I stayed there with him the entire time. I'm dating Carla at the time. She's calling. She's freaking out. Why did I leave in the middle of the night? She eventually comes over. Then the whole family comes over. And he was doing well. At one point, Sheldon looks at me because the Vikings were playing. Of course, he had a column in the paper today.
Naturally.
Why not?
The Vikings were not doing well that day.
No, the Vikings were crushed that day.
Yeah.
Right? And Sheldon goes, listen, it's about time where I will either stay here because you know how much I love your entire family or go. And I go, is he going to make it today? He goes, no. I go, you know what you told me like 7 hours ago? He goes, he's not going to make it past today. I said, just go. Lacey and I can handle it. If we need to, we'll call paramedics. And so at about Lacey and I were kind of stepping away. By then we had my boys there, Kathleen's there, other family members that are there. And at some point it was clear that the time was getting close. And so I gathered everybody around. I said, I'm just going to talk. And I talked for about 5 minutes and I finished. And I told him how lucky I was to have him as my dad. And I loved him. And he has not spoken. He has not really moved in hours. And Quentin, Hunter and Griffin's life, he just leans a little bit forward in his chair and says, I love you too. And then I played one of his favorite songs ever. And then 2 minutes after the song, he would pass away. And that was 4 years ago. It was like a movie. So to have Q have that seizure yesterday and then have this day, and that doesn't mean today I'm not going to laugh and have fun and you can needle me, you can criticize me. But there are certain days where life hits you harder. So today is one of them. So I'd like you to do this for me. Send me a text and tell me when you think of my father, what comes to mind. I'd prefer if you didn't blast him today. Right? But I'm not going to block you if you do. I might block you if you use offensive words. But that's the policy anyway. When you think of my father, not just here, but the Tribune and everything. And the timing obviously is unique too because we're having the 100-year celebration of this radio station on Monday. So when you think of my father, what comes to mind? We'll read a bunch of your texts when we come back. What do you have? StylesFinancial.com, talk and text lines, 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, you know who this is. You know the song. If you guessed Dave Harrigan's bumper music theme, maybe you've got it already. Trust me, it's not going to be Michael Jackson.
No.
Okay.
You don't have it already.
Okay, so don't even call, Dave says.
No, you can try.
The bumper music theme, if you're right, you get a pair of Tom Segura tickets, who's really funny. But you have to accept that he's working beyond blue.
Yes, he is.
You just have to accept that. If you don't, no prop. He's not your guy. There's plenty of other people out there. But if you like him, it's worth paying attention. I hope you listen anyway, but bumper music theme, a pair of good tickets for the April 18th show at the X. You feeling good about this bumper music theme?
I just hope the boss doesn't come down on me.
Yeah.
Had good success yesterday. I think this one is going to be very tricky.
Among the attacks on my father, let's do this for five and then let's break and get to Major. Ultimate homer. No doubt, but on this radio station, he was not. Because on this radio station, for a number of years, there were a lot of people who sucked their head in the sand. Just to be honest. That when the Gophers were terrible, they would not acknowledge it. And when the Gophers were terrible, my father would call it up. Now, if you then said somebody should be fired, it was, what do you do for a living?
Exactly. Okay, you know, genius.
Yeah, exactly. But compared to people who worked here for a long time, he was objective. Compared to the rest of the population, no, he was absolutely a homer. Today's sports hero. I mean, that was part of this radio station. I can't even imagine how many decades. Minnesota Hospital. Yep. When he tried to pronounce Martina Navratilova. And Tom and KQ had a lot of fun with that, for sure. Every time I think of the Los Angeles Lakers, I think your father. Outside of his family, I know this for a fact, the happiest time of his life. You know, when he was running that and playing a role, they won a lot of championships.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the middle helped quite a bit. But he made a number of other good moves that were part of it. Love the sports show. See, I'll admit this. I did not love the sports show. I like dark. Love my father. Didn't always agree with my father. I just thought, because I knew more about their tension behind the scenes and how at times they just couldn't stand each other and how I got put in the middle of that at times. I didn't like it as much as others did. I obviously loved Patrick, right? But I totally get that a lot of people were drawn to it for other reasons. And they weren't getting phone calls from the two participants about every other week.
Mm-hmm.
My father and Prince at the Super Bowl. My guy Hagen, who texted me today at about 5:45. outside of me, Lacey and Larissa, his two nurses, the person who saw my father the most the last 3-4 years of his life was Bob Hagen. The greatest media relations director in the history of sports in this state. And my father loved Bob. And Bob is such a gem. And yeah, Bob told that story brilliantly about my father and Prince. Chad, your dad was a working, well-respected member of journalists whose presence was known all over the world. He worked right after the day he died. Yes, he did. When I think of your father, often how mad he would get when he realized about Backlash, Morgan Mundane were not real characters. No, that was a bit. He knew that all along. Okay. A lot of kind words about Quentin. I so appreciate that so much. I work at St. David's for many years. He was there one day, and I helped him find his car in a crowded lot. You can imagine his mood. I always appreciate his generosity to the special needs population. Well, that's because of Quentin. Quentin was at St. David's for another years, an amazing place, St. David's. Just an amazing place. And he was, our family was part of it for a long time. So, yes, because of Q, that was a huge part of his life. Let's do this. Let's save many of these. We'll get back to it. When you think of my father, what memories come to mind? 651-461-9226. Let's get to our friend Major Garrett in moments on CCO.